For more on the way people in Mexico and the U.S. are seeing the visit of President Fox, we turn to Sergio Sarmiento, political columnist for the Mexico City newspaper Reforma, and Rodolfo de la Garza, professor of political science and director of research at the Tomas Rivera Policy Institute at Columbia University in New York. We asked him if he thought President Bush was surprised by President Fox's urgent statements on immigration policy.
He knows this is a big issue, especially being from Texas. He also, prior to the election, I'm sure, had conversations with his people and their people. I'm not sure exactly how that would have been carried out. And so I think they're not surprised, although this might be a surprise. This is the first time they have dealt with the Mexican administration in a long time that has demanded to be treated as equal.
And President Fox comes in to the South Lawn of the White House and says this should be done by the end of this year. Wouldn't that surprise?
Now that surprised him. I don't think he expected that because, in some fundamental way, I think that reflected badly on Fox because the administration cannot do that, and Jorge Castañeda knows that. You don't push things through here the way you did under the PRI-dominated government in Mexico of
You're
the
talking
past.
about the Secretary of State for Mexico. Let's bring in Sergio Sarmiento
Yes.
of the newspaper Reforma. What do you think's going on with the timing here? Did it seem to be a bold move?
Well, it is a bold move, but everything that Jorge Castañeda and President Fox have done since they started in this venture has been quite surprising. If I remember correctly, a year ago, both President Fox, he was president-elect at the time, and Jorge Castañeda, who was just his advisor, he wasn't Secretary of Foreign Relations yet, they went to the States and they put on the agenda the issue of immigration. And all the experts, all the press, they were totally aghast about it, and they said that it didn't seem like Jorge Castañeda that he wouldn't understand that that was an issue that couldn't be touched on a visit to the U.S. because it was politically taboo. And basically what we have seen over the past year is that the issue has been put on the negotiating table, and it was done because they actually were rather bold a year ago, and they decided that this was an issue that had to be discussed. So it is bold. It is. I'm sure that many people in the U.S. administration are aghast. On the other hand, this kind of attitude has worked before.
Now, what would also be his strategy there, President Fox's domestic political strategy? I guess about half the voters in Mexico have relatives there. He's looking at a very strong downturn in the economy. The legislature is not controlled by his party. So, what's he going for here?
Well, part of the issue here is political, of course, but my impression, and I spoke to President Fox last week, my impression is that he's the kind of man that if he feels that he wants to get something done, maybe he wants to get it done in 2 or 3 years' time, but if he puts pressure and to try to get it done before, then he's going to get it in 2 or 3 years' time rather than wait for 5 or 6 years. I think we have to view this as a way in which he's sort of looking for ways to maintain this issue on the forefront of the political discussion between the two countries. It was important in Mexico and it had some air on Mexican television, but it wasn't necessarily that important. Mexico has been actually more concerned with other issues than with the state visit of President Fox to the U.S. So I wouldn't necessarily think that he was thinking of the political repercussions in Mexico of this statement that he made. I think he really wants to put a little pressure in the U.S. and maybe get things done a little quicker, even though I don't really think that he expects to get any kind of significant measure approved by Congress before the end of this year. That would be totally illogical.
Implicit in what Mr. Fox said yesterday would be some kind of a deal that would legalize the existing migrants in the United States, and there are 3 million undocumented Mexican workers in the U.S., and also to make sure there would be some sort of flow of legal temporary workers. How far, Professor De La Garza, from the Bush administration's current policy would that be?
Well, the formalization of that legalization would be a major step forward. We have in the past, implicitly tolerated and in fact expanded Mexican immigration when it has suited us. we are in with the Bush administration, a very significant step forward is the move away from controlling the border to managing the border and immigration. This is conceptually a major breakthrough. It's kind of an acknowledgement that we can't shut it down, so how will we manage it? And I use the word manage deliberately. That's a big, that no administration that I know of has ever done that. And that's a major move for Bush, but it's not unpredictable given that Republicans have always liked cheap labor, and this is, you're talking in the short run, at least a lot of cheap labor.
But Republicans would also be against amnesty, conservative Republicans against amnesty, and President Bush was talking about amnesty before.
Well, he doesn't use the word amnesty, we recall. He uses other things, and he's trying to find a euphemism for it. For me, the dilemma is not so much on the Mexicans, but rather how broadly they're going to extend this. It would be, I think, politically impossible for them to move forward and limit this only to Mexico. They have to do other groups. Otherwise, it'll, I think, bounce back and bite them.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sergio Sarmiento of the Mexico City newspaper Reforma, and Rodolfo de la Garza of Columbia University in New York.